Welcome to Betrayal Trauma Recovery, BTR.org. I'm Anne. I'm sure you remember what it was like when you were searching for help, maybe for your husband, hoping to find the right program or therapist. That's why I started podcasting. I supported my husband through 7 years of pornography addiction recovery, and not one therapist during that time told me I was experiencing emotional and psychological abuse and sexual coercion. I didn't want any other woman on the planet to be in the dark. If you're like the majority of my listeners, you're experiencing the type of abuse that's invisible and difficult to wrap your head around. Your husband is using porn or having affairs or lying to you, and you're getting the same bad advice about how to improve communication or your relationship. If you need support from women who totally understand, check out our daily group session schedule at btr.org/group. We'd love to see you in a session today. One simple, anonymous way to help spread the word is to click, follow, or subscribe to the Betrayal Trauma Recovery Podcast on your favorite podcasting app. While you're there, every 5-star rating helps make this podcast more visible and will help save other women from getting the wrong kind of help, like a couple program that will make this type of abuse worse. For those of you who follow or subscribe to this podcast, thank you so much. Your support means so much to me. It's just me again today. It's just like a bunch of just Anne, me. Why am I talking about myself in the third person? Oh, it's crazy. Okay. So there is a scripture that I love, and it is in Matthew 5. It's part of the Sermon on the Mount. It's Matthew 5, 25. And Jesus shares with us, "Agree with thine adversary quickly, whilst thou art in the way with him. Lest at any time the adversary deliver thee unto the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou shalt be cast into prison." Okay, so let's talk about that in terms of our day today. So this agree with thine adversary quickly is a strategic way of dealing with someone who wants to hurt you. Okay, so in this scripture, this is someone who they want to imprison you. When it comes to abusers, they want to oppress you. And so they're going to say things to you to manipulate you. So I gave one example before, which was I was at a singles event, and there was a man who wanted me to engage with him. He wanted me to flirt with him and stuff. And I kind of wasn't into it. Well, I wasn't kind of not into it. I wasn't into it at all. He was 30 years older than me. So no, I'm not going to be flirting with you. He said, "Man, you really push men away. Men aren't going to like that." And I agreed with my adversary quickly in that moment. I said, "Oh, great. Okay. Sounds good. Awesome." Instead of being I don't want to push men away. I decided, I'll just agree with him. And he was shocked, right? He didn't know what to do. And he went away. And that was great, because that's what I wanted. Think about strategic ways that you can use this with your abuser. He's going to say things like, "Well, you don't care," or "You don't love me," or "You won't have sex with me. You won't meet my needs. You don't respect me." That one's a classic abuser tactic to say, "You don't respect me." Rather than try to prove that you respect them or try to solve the problem, a really great strategic way that Christ introduced himself is to agree with an adversary quickly. Also, in the parables, he talks about a couple of other strategic things that can be used together. So blessed are the peacemakers, for example, for they shall be called the children of God. Now, it's impossible to have peace with someone who's trying to oppress you and trying to distress you. They are going to cause problems no matter what. So the strategic way of agreeing with them quickly and being a peacemaker is to practice sort of an apathetic, disinterested sort of stance toward them. So like that guy who was like, "You're going to push men away." And I was like, "Oh, great. Okay, sounds good." Nothing happens. He doesn't get what he wants out of that. I'm also not mad or upset. There's no fight. So they love a fight, and they also love it when you do what they want. So they're trying to manipulate you into doing what they want you to do. Or if you're not going to do that, then they will enjoy the chaos of an argument. Either one of those will do. So I think Christ is trying to say here, you can be a peacemaker and you can be safe with the strategy of agreement. So here are some examples. Let's say your husband says something like, "Well, you don't respect me and you never listen to me." Rather than diving into an argument or pulling out all the times where you did listen to him and how you do respect him because you always ask his opinion before you spend more than $50 and all the reasons why you are a good person. You're trying to explain to him that you're a good person. Rather than say that, when he says, you don't respect me, you don't listen to me, you can say, oh, that's interesting. I haven't thought of that. Huh. Well, I've got to go do this other thing. An apathetic agreement, you know? Oh, yeah. I need to think about that more. And then a distracted sort of, I'm busy doing something else. Can we talk about this later? And you'd never have to bring it up again. That is what being a peacemaker in this context would be. A strategic way of separating yourself from that type of emotional and psychological abuse. Because they want that chaos. They want to drum that up. Here would be another example. Using your values against you. So if you really cared about our family or if you really cared about this, then you would do this. And in that you could say, oh, that's really something for me to think about. I'm going to go wash the car. I'll be back in about 15 minutes. Can I pick anything up for you at the store? Something strategic like that. This is like putting on a fireproof suit. If they continue to be emotionally and psychologically abusive, you can't live with a fireproof suit on all the time. And firefighters don't do that. It would be absolutely claustrophobic. There's no way you're going to be able, well, you could, I guess. If you feel like that would be the safest option, then you can make that choice. I prefer to not have to wear a fireproof suit all the time. And so as you're practicing this strategic sort of apathetic agreement to be a quote unquote peacemaker, but it's really for your safety. It's not to benefit him whatsoever. You don't have to do what he says or agree with him in terms of actual agreement. You can just say, oh, huh, I need to think about that. But it can give you a little bit of space to determine what level of safety you actually have. And then you can continue to evolve and try again and get more space if you need to. Agreeing with them outright isn't that bad either. I mean, if they say, you don't respect me, you could be like, oh man, I hadn't thought about that. But now that you bring it up, that might be true. Yeah, that's a good point. You agree with them quickly, but then you do need to move away. Some type of separation. Because they're not just going to be like, oh, okay, think about it. That's not going to shut it down. Like the movement away from it is what is going to help bring the safety. So remember that when you're experimenting with this strategic way of communicating with an abusive person. So that is just a really quick tip. It's a super short episode this week. I thought maybe something that was short and sweet would help you. Let me know what you think. On our website, you can go to this episode. You can write in the comments. Let me know what your thoughts are. If you experiment with it, let me know. Just make sure you make emotional and psychological safety the top priority. If this podcast is helpful to you, please help us reach other women by following or subscribing and giving us a 5-star rating. Thank you for helping other women find us. If you've already purchased a copy of my book, Trauma Mama, Husband Drama, please circle back and give it a 5-star rating. A lot of women are searching for books about betrayal trauma on Amazon, and rating Trauma Mama will help them find this podcast, which is free to everyone. Your donations keep this podcast going. Go to our website, btr.org, scroll to the bottom, click on Support the BTR Podcast. And until next week, stay safe out there